And we're back here on Downtown, joined now on the G&M Family Market phone line by Joe Lauzon, who'll be fighting Evan Dunham as part of the Ultimate Fighter finale on Friday night. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, along with being a successful MMA fighter inside the Octagon, you also run your own gym. Question for you here is, can you separate easily the Trainer Joe and the Fighter Joe?
Trainer Joe and Fighter Joe are kind of the same. Trainer Joe is a little more patient with people, whereas Fighter Joe is a little less forgiving. Like, basically, like, you know, if we're at my gym and I'm getting ready for my fight, you know, when you make a mistake, you're going to pay for it. Whereas Trainer Joe is like, oh, you know, like, oh, you need to move your elbow. Whereas Fighter Joe is going to knee you in the ribs. So that's like the only real difference, just about how patient I am. But it's always the same, though. Like, I'm always like, even during a fight, like, I'm analyzing, I'm paying attention to what my opponent does, I'm paying attention. When I'm cornering, I'm paying attention to what all my fighters are doing and their opponents are doing. So it doesn't really change that much. I try to lend my brain to my fighters as much as I can, you know, through corner advice and whatnot.
And there was a great article recently on FoxSports.com that I highly recommend, basically detailing how you were the corner man for one of your fighters and he was taking a beating and you tried to call the fight and trying to basically instill into the young fighters that sometimes it's better to protect yourself than to try to be brave and take an unnecessary beating, which I thought really resonates and a great lesson teaching young fighters.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to, like, you know, people always want to be like the Rocky type where, you know, they get beat up and they come back and they want to have heart and they don't want to be, you know, considered weak or they don't want to give up or anything like that. But you know what? Sometimes it's not going your way. Like, you know, and it's tough to see it from the inside, but from the outside, like, it's clear. Like, I knew that my guy was not winning that fight. I told the commissioner that was in our corner, like, I want the fight stopped. I want the fight stopped. He's kind of looking at me dumbfounded. Like, well, what do you mean? Why do you want to stop? Like, my guy is getting his butt kicked. Like, this is not good. Like, I want the fight stopped. And I'm like, I'm screaming at him. He's not. I jump up on the apron. The ref's not stopping. I started, like, climbing over the fence. And then the ref took it upon himself that he decided at that point that it was a good time to stop, you know? But, like, if the ref didn't stop, I would have been over that fence and, you know, getting between the guys and myself. And I think it's definitely important to, you know, like you said, for guys to know that, you know, like, fighting is awesome. I love fighting. I think it teaches you so much and, you know, it teaches you how to be, you know, it teaches you so many skills that you're going to have later in life. But you can't go out there and try to win fights just because you're tough. You need to be the kind of guy. You need to do the work beforehand. You can't wait for it to be the night of the fight and just think, oh, I'm just going to be tougher than him. I'm going to win. It doesn't work like that.
Well, last time we talked with you, we talked about your love of Destiny, the video game, and this was before the expansion had been released. So what are your thoughts on The Taken King? How have you been enjoying it?
I love Destiny. I've been playing The Taken King a ton. Like, I just started playing Fallout a little bit in the last couple weeks, but I'm still running. Like, so I'm kind of annoyed because I'm out here. I'm out in Vegas. I'm away from my Xbox, and the Golgoroth challenge is this week, and I have three Titans. And I have to beat that thing three times. So, like, I got to get back on Monday. I got to be in good shape so I can take care of business on Monday. Like, the priority is definitely Friday night here in Vegas. But I got work to do back home. I'm already game planning, trying to figure out, you know, what I'm going to do and how I'm going to get it done. And I think the Taken King expansion was awesome. I think the raid is amazing. There's, like, really no way to glitch it or cheese it. Like, I'm a big fan. I was a little upset that we had to wait. You know, when House of Wolves came out, there was no raid, but it was worth the wait.
Absolutely. You're also a big Patriots fan. Are you concerned at all with how New England's been playing recently?
Not really. I mean, last game was a little rough. I think, you know, we had some special teams issues, but you know what? Stuff happens. You know, it's going to happen from time to time. The week before, I had, you know, it was like water off a duck's back. I did not care at all. Like, I think it was better because we had so many guys that were running themselves ragged trying to, you know, keep that perfect season going. I was obviously you want your team to win. But I was not upset at all about, you know, like, the carrot of the perfect season dangling in front of them, you know, was gone. So now it's like, it's okay, now we're thinking Super Bowl. Now we're thinking, you know, long term. We're not thinking, okay, we have to win every single week. It's like, no, we have to make it to the Super Bowl. We're going to be happy. We're going to be healthy. We're going to be ready to go. Like, last week was unfortunate, but it's the way it goes sometimes. It's just, you have a really, really bad day, and, you know, sometimes it's the wake-up call you need.
Talking with Joe Lauzon here, who will be fighting in the Ultimate Fighter finale on Friday night against Evan Dunham. Let's talk about your opponent. He seems to have a style that you've matched up with well before in the past. What are your thoughts on your opponent coming up for Friday night?
You know, I think they were both very similar style-wise. I think we both have very good jiu-jitsu. I think we both have pretty good wrestling, pretty good stand-up. I don't know exactly, you know, how it's all going to play out, you know, but you know, we train for everything. You know, we train for him to come and fight me like, you know, like a striker. We train him to fight me like a grappler. You know, we're ready no matter where the fight goes. I think he has exciting fights. I think I have exciting fights. I don't see how it could be anything less than awesome, you know, win or lose. You know, I think that we're going to win. I think that, you know, we're a little bit more aggressive. I think that's going to help us a little bit. But, you know, I think it's just going to be pure craziness from start to finish.
13 post-fight bonuses. Do you think a 14th is coming your way and possibly upstage the main event, which is a very good one, and Edgar Mendez?
It's kind of tough because, you know, there's so much, there's such a big spotlight on, you know, on all the, you know, the main events. You know, the Frankie and Chad fight is crazy. The Aldo and McGregor fight is crazy. So it's like, there's a lot of attention around the events, but I feel like the bulk of the attention is on the main event. So, you know, it's definitely going to be, it's going to be a pretty big task to try, you know, upstage those main events, you know, but we're sure going to try.
And finally, at this point in your career, you've had a very successful one, a very exciting fighter. Is it more about putting on the exciting fights and really connecting with the fans, or do you still want to chase some UFC gold before your time is done?
I want to have exciting fights. I don't really get caught up in the whole title thing. You know, so many guys, like, become number one contender, and they end up being, you know, having such a long wait, or, you know, it's just, there's other stuff going on. It just doesn't happen for them as quickly as they would like. You know, at the end of the day, the sport, it's really all about putting on good, exciting fights, you know, and I think that, you know, people get, you know, it's easy to promote a title fight, but I think that people get excited when I fight too, so that's okay with me. I don't really care. I want to have good, exciting fights, which I think I pretty much always deliver on, and I'm happy with that. I want to win fights. I want to have good fights. You know, I'm not caught up in the whole title aspect of things.
Joe Lauzon will be fighting Evan Dunham as part of the UFC Ultimate Fighter Season 22 finale on Friday, which can be seen on Fox Sports 1. As a Massachusetts guy, Joe, we're going to be pulling for you, and best of luck on your fight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.